Okay, we'll get started for the second session.
我们现在要开始今天第二段的课程。
Yeah, so now we're on to Jeremiah. He was another person who was on the right side of history during the time of a crisis.
那我们今天要现在要谈的是耶利米，他是另外一个站在历史对的一边的人。
And he was called by God to tell the people as a prophet of warning, called up by God or used by God to warn them about the coming punishment.
而耶利米呢是神所用的一个先知，他经由耶利米来由神来告诉大家神的处罚即将来到。
Part of the message as well was that the king of Babylon, remember the first king was Nebuchadnezzar, and then later his son is going to take over, that's Nebuchadnezzar. God was going to use them as his agents of discipline upon Israel.
那他要神要告诉他们的呢，就是后来即将在会有的尼布贾尼撒的父亲哈。尼布卡尼撒，好，他以及后来的尼布甲尼撒，他们呢将会到耶路撒冷城来战争，会把这个城给拿走。
But what the people did, and actually you have to remember that their sins were very bad. They were worshipping false idols. We saw that they were burning their children or sacrificing their children to these false idols as well.
要记得哦，在那个时候，犹大的这个国家的人呢，是非常非常的犯罪的，罪行很深的。他们不只是对假神这个敬拜，同时他们还把生下来的孩子放火烧了。然后来敬拜那些假神。
And as God increased the punishment upon these people, the more they would turn to their false gods, and also to Egypt, they were turning to Egypt for help.
而当神呢，我们耶和华呢，越是在处罚他们的过程中呢，这些人不但不回转向神，而是他们更向假神投效，而且跑去找埃及帮忙。
And as a basic principle, you have to remember that the source of all your help and your salvation, and I don't just mean your eternal salvation, but your salvation from your problems, is the Lord. He's the one you turn to.
因为我们要记得，就是当我们有任何问题的时候，都要找的人就是我们的神，而或者是我们要找的救恩，要解决我们问题的对象，只能是我们的神。
So you don't turn to your false idols, and that can often include things of the world like money or even people as a false idol, as a false way of help.
而我们千万不要以为去找这种假神，或者是假的，或以为可以帮助的，不管是金钱，或者是所谓的朋友，或者是就是人，这些都是称之为某一种假的偶像。
Or on a national level, you have whole countries that turn to each other to provide some kind of a security or protection.
那也不能以为你可以去找另外一个国家来当做你的保护者。
And the prophets had been warning Israel, it wasn't just during this time, but even earlier in history, they say, don't go down to Egypt for your help.
而当时呢，那些先知所用的先知都一再的提醒这些犹太人，你千万不要去找埃及求助。
You have to remember in the Bible, Egypt represents being under slavery or being a slave. Egypt represents slavery.
因为在当时，埃及所代表的就是一个奴隶制度的一个国家。
When Joseph first went down to Egypt, he was actually taken as a slave. He had no choice.
当约瑟当年被拉带去埃及的时候呢，他是被抓去当奴隶的，他是没有办法选择的。
And then later on, we see that his family came down to Egypt. Now they chose to come down to Egypt, especially during the time of the drought.
而当约瑟他的家人后来去埃及的时候，是因为那时候有一个大饥荒。
And then they got very comfortable in Egypt, and they stayed there.
所以他们那时候呢，就等于是移居到埃及，而且很舒服的生活着。
Now God's plan was for them to remain in Israel. You know, after a certain time, they could go back to Israel, but they stayed there. Now, they got comfortable with their wives. Some of them would have married Egyptian wives as well.
神的计划原来是要让他们在 事情稳定之后，约瑟他们一家就还有他的家人全部都要回归到以色列，但是没想到他们呢在那边就越过越舒服，甚至就有些后代就跟埃及人结婚啦、啊、等等的。
Yeah, and they would have businesses, and remember they were very popular with the Egyptian people because the Pharaoh at that time, he owed a lot to Joseph. Joseph had made the land very prosperous, so the Jews were blessed by the Egyptians.
而当时呢，是因为约瑟帮助了很帮这个帮埃及法老很大的忙，所以他们一家人是过得非常富足的，因为大家非常的感激他们，然后他们就所以在那个地方是受到很大的这个敬爱的。
But eventually that Pharaoh died and Joseph died of course as well, and the situation changed and new rulers came in, anti-Semitic rulers.So eventually the rulership changed in Egypt.
对，然后在后来呢，这个法老呢就死去了，然后就有其他的这个统治者，好，就统治了这个埃及，然后约瑟也死了。
And before they knew it, the Jews had become slaves, and they remained in slavery for 430 years.
然后呢，在他们还没有发现的状况下呢，突然这些犹太人就变成了奴隶，而且他们就在埃及。犹太人做奴隶做了430年。
Okay, so again, Egypt represents slavery.
所以埃及在当时也就是一个被认为是奴隶制度的这个开始者。
And going down to, or going back to Egypt, that's saying that you don't want to be free under God's plan and trust God, but you're willing to give up your freedom for some security of some kind.
所以呢，当时这些犹太人，他们如果跑去找埃及的协助，等于是说你愿意放弃你的自由，你将要去求助一个重视是使用奴隶制度的一个另外一个国家。
Because every time you go to other people for help, they're not like God. You know, God gives help and grace, but other people are going to want conditions from you usually.
你如果要去找任何其他的人来帮助你，那这些人都不是上帝啊。上帝给帮助是以恩典的方式无条件的给你，可是其他的人都会要有条件的。
Like a government, for example, they say, yeah, we'll take care of your children's education.
就像政府，他说，哦，我们可以来照顾你孩子的教育。
But you have to let us teach whatever you want to teach them.
但是呢，政府就会要求我政府决定怎么教就怎么教。
And you have to give us all of your family information, all your personal information.
而且呢，你呢，一个作为家长，你就要很把所有你家庭的所有的资讯都要提供出来。
How much are you making per month?
比如说，你一个月有多少收入？
And then, yeah, they'll get information. Yeah, they love to get as much information as they can from you. And because now they're looking after you, they have that right. They say it's a right to get all your information.
那所以政府呢就因着帮助你来教育你的孩子，他就得到了所有他要的讯息。
Anyway, so in the case of the time of the exile to Babylon, we see that the Jewish people are being punished by God and they're turning to Egypt. So they're turning to Egypt for their help.
所以呢，在这个巴比伦他要来攻占那个以色列的这个过程中，你就会理解，他其实是神要来处罚这些犹太人去找埃及求助。
And that wasn't God's plan.
因为这不是神的计划。
And Jeremiah had been saying, when the king of Babylon comes, just open up the gates and let him come in, let him take what he wants.
所以耶利米作为一个神的先知，他呢一再的告诉这些耶路撒冷的这个国王和人民说，当巴比伦人要来的时候呢，就打开城门让他们进来吧，那是神允许的。
Okay, now we're going to have a look at this time frame or timeline you can see on the slide here. This shows what was sort of happening politically from the leadership in Jerusalem at the time.
好，那现在在荧幕上的这一张表呢，是耶路撒冷在当年，好，他各个时候不同的国王，犹大王他们的一个时间表。
Now it gets a little bit complex, so you're going to have to focus.
因为有点复杂，所以我们必须要很专注的去了解。
But the reason it's complex is because usually any country, when it's coming towards the end of its rule, and Jerusalem was going to be destroyed, the leadership gets very chaotic.
因为其实这会复杂的原因是因为任何一个王朝哦，当它快要结束前，好，因为这后来这个整个耶路撒冷就被灭了嘛，那它快要结束前呢，它的国王的这个传递是非常混乱的。
Under the previous rulership, all the way down from David, you know, there'd definitely been problems in the line of David. But generally the rule was that the kingship went to the oldest son. So when the king was old and when he died, then the rulership would pass down to the next son and so on and so on.
在这个大卫王之下，哈，这条线呢，照理说应该是哪一个王他要去世，他的孩子他的第一个儿子就要接管他这个国王的权力。那很显然的，这一条线，大卫的这一条线呢，是很凌乱的。
But again, because we're coming to the end of the time of the kings of Judah, it's going to get very complex, very messy.
所以到了犹大这条线的最后呢，是越来越混乱。
Now the first king you see on here is Josiah, and he's going to die in a battle in 608, or about 608 or 609 BC.
我们在这个图上的第一个呢是约西亚，他是差不多在一个战役西元前608或09年的时候呢，他就死了，死在战场上。
The interesting thing about the kings, when you look at the record of the kings of the northern kingdom, that's Israel, or the southern kingdom, that's Judah, God always gives them like an evaluation report. So we always know whether a king was good or bad because God tells us.
In the Bible,
yeah.
In the Bible. 我们可以其实从旧约里面可以很清楚的看到啊，就是整个以色列北边的以色列或者是南边的犹大，他们的每一个国王做得好不好，我们的旧约都有很清楚的记录。
And Josiah was one of the few kings that got a good evaluation report.
而这个约西亚呢，作为一个国王，他被神所记录下来的，他是一个好王。
When he became king, he got rid of a lot of the statues and the idols in the kingdom.
当他做国王的时候呢，他把很多在犹大国那边的那些假神的庙啊什么的都把它给废了。
And he gave more importance to the priests and the prophets, and he respected the priesthood and encouraged people to get back to worshiping Jehovah.
然后呢，他也给这些祭司和先知很高的地位，让同时鼓励民众呢回头再来对耶和华敬拜。
But he died in this battle, and again, it was about 608 or 609, and so his son's going to take over.
但是呢，他还是在608 BC 或609 BC 的时候呢，在战场上死了。那由他的儿子约哈斯来当国王。
Okay, now for some reason, and the Bible's not very clear, Josiah has four sons, but the fourth son, not the first son, but the fourth son is going to become the next king of Judah.
不知道为什么哈，但是我们的这个圣经上有写到，就是约西亚呢，他传位给他的儿子，不是传给第一个，而是传给了第四个，他的第四个儿子约哈斯。
Yep. Now his father Josiah had actually been against the Egyptians. He hadn't been wanting to make a strong alliance with the Egyptians, and actually he died in a battle fighting the Egyptians.So Josiah actually died fighting the Egyptians.
而约西亚呢，他是在这个战场上，其实是跟埃及打仗的时候死掉的。
And so his son Jehoahaz was only on the throne for 3 months. You can see that down here, and he was removed from the throne by Pharaoh Necho and taken to Egypt.
而约哈斯呢，他其实只当了三个月的国王，结果他就被这个法老啊尼可绑架去了埃及。
Okay, which shows that the Pharaoh of Egypt can just come in and take a person off the throne of Judah. He had a big influence. He had a very powerful influence.
所以你可以看到，就是埃及的法老其实真的非常有势力啊，他居然就可以从这个王位上把这个犹大王给带走。
But once he's removed, then the Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, he's going to appoint the second son of Josiah, that's Jehoiakim, and put him on the throne. So the Egyptian pharaoh is saying, okay, we're going to take this son of Josiah away. He was the fourth son. And now we're going to put this man here, Jehoiakim. You can see up here.
所以约哈斯这个只做了三个月的王，被埃及法老带走之后呢，他居然就法老就点名要他的另外他约哈斯的儿子，是第二个儿子，叫约雅敬，来担任国王。
And again, this shows that the Jewish people had lost their own power or their own authority to govern. The Egyptian pharaoh is saying, who can be on the throne of Judah? That's not right.
所以从这一个案例你就知道说，其实犹太人已经失去了他们自己的主控权，是埃及法老说谁当王就由谁来当王了。
Since the time of Saul, when they became a kingdom, the Jews had been saying, who is our king? And they'd been able to protect themselves.
大卫王之前的扫罗王，扫罗王他成为第一个被神所拣选的王开始，其实都是他们都是犹太人自己可以很明确的知道他们应该怎么样传承的，一直到这个时候，就是约雅敬变成了由埃及法老来决定谁做他们的王。
Okay, but Jehoiakim was put on the throne by the Egyptians because he was pro-Egypt. He was supporting the Egyptians, so that's why he was put on the throne.
所以约雅敬呢，很明显的是因为他支持埃及的法老，所以他才会被法老点选为这个犹大的王。
Okay, so he's going to be the king from about 608 down until about 598, 599.
所以呢这个约雅敬呢大概是从608 BC, 好 ,608, 西元前608年开始做国王，一直做到大概598年，西元前598年。
Remember, Jehoiakim is pro-Egypt.
所以要记得约雅敬他是完全是支持跟埃及。
But Jeremiah, he has been warning the people, including the king, don't show support to Egypt.
而耶利米呢，在那个时代，他就一直的跟所有的人民还有国王说，千万不要支持埃及。
Really, what he's saying to the king, Jeremiah has an appointment with the king. He's saying to him, you need to rebel against Egypt and then open your doors to the king of Babylon.
他其实呢，耶利米最重要的是说你。不只不要支持埃及，你甚至应该打开你的门户去迎接巴比伦。
And that's what the book of Jeremiah is about.
这就是我们的耶利米书，它里面的所有的内容。
And remember, Jeremiah wrote down the scroll. He didn't call it the book of Jeremiah. But when he wrote that scroll, he presented it to the people and they took it to the king and the king threw it in the fire.
要记得哦，耶利米他写下这个耶利米书的时候，他当然没有讲说这本书将来要叫耶利米书，是后来圣经才把它定名成耶利米书。但是他当时写下来这个书的时候，交给人家呈现给国王，希望他能够听取这个他的先知性的一个劝导。
He was probably saying, "This is nonsense."
而那个国王呢，却把这个本书丢到火里烧掉，然后他说，这根本就是。
He said, we have the king of Egypt to protect us. We're safe.
然后这个国王呢，约雅敬就说，我们有埃及王来保护我们。
This Jeremiah was a traitor.
这个耶利米根本就是一个叛徒。
But eventually, when the king of Babylon does come down, we really don't know. Actually, the Bible's not clear what happened to Jehoiakim, but it sounds like his body was thrown over the wall. He was killed, and then his body would have been thrown over the city wall.
那当这个巴比伦人进攻进来之后呢，这个约雅敬呢是被整个抛出城墙外。
See, there's one story that when Nebuchadnezzar came back the second time, they'd closed the doors. Jehoiakim and said, "We're not opening the doors to you." So there was a siege. They put a siege around Jerusalem, and a siege means that the army they won't attack the city, but they'll wait around the city and try to starve everybody.
然后当这个尼布甲尼撒第二次进攻耶路撒冷的时候，那时候约雅敬呢，他是在整个城墙外，完全就是做完全部的防护。
So what happened in the end was the people threw Jehoiakim over the wall. They killed him and they threw him over the wall to try to please the king of Babylon.
You mean the Jewish people?
The Jewish people. This is just one story. The Bible's not clear, but so there's different stories about this.
然后呢，有一个故事是讲他，因为在那个圣经里面有讲得很明白，但是有其他的故事有提到，就是那时候当巴比伦人要进攻的时候呢，在城里耶路撒冷城里面的人呢、啊。就是犹太人啊，居然就把他们的国王给杀了，然后把他抛出城墙，为了要让这个尼布甲尼撒王很开心。
Okay, but there's another story that says Nebuchadnezzar was able to break in, and then he got his men to throw the body down from the top of the castle. So again, it's not clear.
那当然也有另外一个故事，说是因为尼布甲尼撒他们闯进了这个城墙内，然后杀了约雅敬。然后把他丢出挂那个城墙外。
So again, it's not clear, but the Bible says that he died somewhere in, around Jerusalem, and his body was buried with his fathers. That's all the Bible says about.
但是呢，在这个圣经里面只讲说，这个约雅敬呢，他被杀在城里面被杀。那后来呢，他还是跟他父亲葬在一起。
Oh, and actually, there was a prophecy before then to say that he would die outside of the city walls.So the prophecy was fulfilled. Even before then, there'd been a prophecy to say he would die outside of the city walls.
而在当时呢，是有先知的预言已经先，他还没死前就已经讲说他会被这个约雅敬会被杀死，而且会被抛就死在这个城的墙外，城墙外。
One thing we can be sure of is he died a horrible death.
但是所以我们可以知道就是说不论怎么样这个先知就已经先预告他的 死状而最后呢他的死状也真的如先知所说是在一个很惨死的状态。
But he was warned about these things.
而这些事却在之前就已经被警告了。
Okay, and in the evaluation report from God, remember God reports about every king. He tells us whether he was a good king or bad king. Jehoiakim was listed as being an evil king.
而要记得就是在旧约里就神在圣经里面有为每一位国王好留下记录那这一位约雅敬呢就是被留下他是一个非常邪恶很糟糕的一个国王的记录
Now this time after Jehoiakim is dead his son Jehoiachin he's the guy down here the son of Jehoiakim now he's going to be put on the throne but not by the Egyptians now it's the Babylonians who are saying who goes on the throne
而在约雅敬死了之后呢，他的儿子约雅金呢，他又接任了国王的位置。但这一次呢，约雅金之所以被选上，不是因为埃及人，而是因为尼布甲尼撒所选的。
Okay, because in the meantime, what had happened about 605 or 606? Remember, there was a battle between the Egyptians and the Chaldeans that took place north of Israel.So if we step back a little bit, we explained this last Tuesday, there was a battle between the Chaldeans and the Egyptians. And remember, that's when the Egyptians were trying to run away and the Chaldeans chased after them. That's when they first saw Jerusalem.
Chaldean is
Babylonian. So I should have mentioned that. The Chaldeans and the Babylonians are the same people.
Okay,
so Babylonian is a city, but the Chaldeans is the ethnicity of the people.
Okay. 好，那之前呢，在605年左右那个时候呢其实是有一场在这个区域的北边齁有一场战争其实是那个埃及人跟巴比伦人呢有一场战争那这一场战争呢巴比伦人又是赢了然后埃及人在输的状况下往下要跑回他们想要逃回埃及的过程中呢这个巴比伦的人就一直追赶到了这个耶路撒冷城外就是他的东边的时候呢他们那个尼布甲尼撒就看到了这个城然后所以他才有想说诶那听说这里面很多金银财宝他就进去了、
okay.
去攻打
That actually happened the first time See there's going to be three times that the king comes down from Babylon
好一共呢这个尼布甲尼撒呢他一共有三次好进攻耶路撒冷这是第一次就是在西元前605年的时候是他经过的时候好顺便打一下
Okay, so it's quite confusing but if you see the story clearly you can sort of get an idea of what's happening and why
就说这看起来听起来有一点复杂，但是你如果搞清楚的时候，你就会很理解这些历史上在教导我们什么。
It's one of the crucial periods of Jewish history.
这一段历史呢，是以色列犹太人的历史里面非常非常重要的一段。
It was a real turning point in the history because this is the first time since they've become a kingdom that they've been taken into captivity.
这是因为这是整个犹太民族第一次从一个国家变成了一个被驱逐、没有国家的状态，所以这对犹太人的历史来讲非常重要。
Yeah, and a lot of the Old Testament actually covers this period. So whether you're talking about in the books of 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles, Jeremiah, Lamentations, a lot of the other prophets, a lot of the other books that they're talking about this time of history.
所以呢，在圣经旧约里面有非常多本书哈，都在谈这一段历史。
Okay, so don't think, oh, this is boring history. You need to really be able to grasp the situation here.
所以千万不要以为这是一个很无聊的哈，这个一段历史，它其实对整个犹太的整个信仰等等都有很大的影响。
Okay, and this situation is not unique to the Jews in history. This kind of thing happens all the time in other nations and other periods of history as well.
而且呢，这样子的历史不只是对犹太人是一个警醒的很重要的一个要回顾的历史，其实对很多世界各地国家，他们在那种历史的转捩点都是差不多这样子的一个状态。
Especially in regards to client nations. See, the kingdom of Judah was a client nation at the time.But since Judah, then we had the New Jerusalem, and then we've had other nations in history which have become client nations, and then they fell, and then you'd have a new client nation.
而这样子的这个历史呢，你也会看到，就是所谓神的代理国，原本的以色列，到后来就新的耶路撒冷，哈，从耶路撒冷到新的耶路撒冷，甚至后来其他的所谓神的代理国，他们其实的兴衰也都可以从这里面得到一些印证。
There's a lot of parallels as well, what we're seeing in the United States. See, the United States is in decline as a nation.
而我们现在看看美国，它也是一个神的代理国的状况，它现在也在走下坡。
There's a lot of turmoil in their political situation as well.
那这些这个走下坡的原因也是因为它的一些政治的一些转变造成的。
Yeah, and there's a lot of what we call polarization within the citizens. It's almost like that there could be a civil war breakout because people just can't agree about what is right and what is wrong in the country.
而这个像美国他们也有所谓政治的一个变迁，都是跟人民没有办法很明确知道什么是对什么是错造成的。
Anyway, so getting back to the chart here, so we have the Babylonians three times they're going to come down to Jerusalem.
我们现在回来看这张图啊，你看它有三个红箭头，这三个红箭头呢，就是他们巴比伦人三次攻打耶路撒冷的时候。
Now, just to tell you at this point, to avoid more confusion, sometimes I refer to the Babylonians as Chaldeans.
有的时候我们会让大家有点混淆，是因为巴比伦是一个国家、一个城的名字，那他们的种族的人是叫做。
Okay, I'll just explain that. So Babylon is actually the city. That's the capital city of these people who are actually a Chaldean race of people. We say a race or a type of people.
就是说巴比伦呢是一个城市，它其实是 Chaldean.
Chaldean.
Chaldean. 我不知道中文是什么。就是我等一下查一下。Chaldean 他们这个种族的人，这个族群，他们的首都是在巴比伦。
Okay. King Nebuchadnezzar and his father, for example, they were of the Chaldean ethnicity, of the Chaldean tribe, maybe.
加勒底，所以加勒底人呢，他们的首都是巴比伦，然后尼布贾尼撒呢，他就是加勒底人他们的首领。
Even at this period of history, see, Babylon had been a city for thousands of years. And what that means is that there were many different races of people, many different types of people in Babylon.
而巴比伦这个城市啊，其实有非常长久的历史。其实，所以不同时代都有不同的族群啊，占领了巴比伦。
For example, before the Chaldeans had used Babylon as their capital city, the Assyrians were in that place. the Assyrians, the 亚述人, right? That they were like the leaders of Babylon.
亚述人这个族也曾经占领过巴比伦，然后把巴比伦当作他们的首都。
And before the Assyrians, I think it was the Akkadians.So you had all these different races, many, many different types of people have been the rulers of Babylon.
所以反正就是亚述人前也有别的另外一个族群，就是一直巴比伦都是不同族群曾经占领过，然后把它当作首都的地方。
Okay, but at the period of history we're looking at the moment, the Chaldeans were ruling in Babylon.
而在这个时候，就我们现在讲的这个西元前600年前后呢，巴比伦是被加勒底人所占领的。
Okay, so that's why sometimes I call them Babylonians and sometimes I call them Chaldeans.
好，所以有的时候我们讲说巴比伦人，有的时候讲加勒底人，但其实都讲的是同一群人。
And in the Bible, you'll see it like that as well. Sometimes the Bible refers to them as Chaldeans, sometimes as Babylonians.
所以在圣经上也是，有的时候把他们称之为巴比伦人，有的时候把他们称为加勒底人。
But it's the same group of, the same people really.
但是想来想去都是同一群人。
Okay, so what happened when Nebuchadnezzar came down and now the second time, this is the second time he's coming down in about 598.
在大概西元前598年的时候呢，巴比伦人他们就是尼布甲尼撒第二次来到耶路撒冷。
And he's coming to Jerusalem because he's angry.
他之所以来这次他来到耶路撒冷是他非常生气所以要来攻打耶路撒冷。
And he's angry because he hasn't been paid his tribute. He wants his money.
然后这一次呢他之所以生气是因为呢耶路撒冷已经有一阵子没有再把贡献的这种税金交给巴比伦。
Jehoiakim was paying the tribute for about the first 3 years after 606. So he paid for a few years, and then he thought, well, we're wasting our money. I'm just going to stop paying him.
因为约雅敬当国王以后呢，他前三年呢是有付贡金哈，然后他后来决定不愿意再继续付了，他就停止付了，因为他以为他有埃及人当作他的后盾。
And God was warning him through Jeremiah. He said, don't stop paying your money. You don't want to stop this.
然后呢，当时呢。耶和华神呢就经由耶利米来提醒约雅敬一定要继续付钱千万不要停。
But the king said, no, we'll be okay, we've got Egypt to come and help us, and we've got our fake gods, they'll help us as well.
但约雅敬呢他却非常有信心的说啊没问题我们有埃及人当我们的这个后盾我们不用再去付钱给这个
Okay, but when the king Nebuchadnezzar, now he's the king, because his father had died, he'd become the king, when he comes knocking at the door, they don't open the door.
然后呢尼布甲尼撒他们呢就派大使来敲门结果这个约雅敬不愿意开门。
Okay, and so they have to basically fight their way into the walls of Jerusalem.
所以呢尼布甲尼撒呢他就带军要打进耶路撒冷。
Okay, Jehoiakim was killed.
然后约雅敬因此而被杀。
And then his son, who's 8 years old, is now put on the throne.
然后他的八岁的儿子约雅敬呢就被尼布甲尼撒给摆上了王座。
Okay, now we might even run out of Zoom time. Is that going to close down? Not yet. Okay, they're giving us extra time. So, I'll just go for another 4 minutes, 5 minutes. We'll explain this, son of Jehoiakim. His name is Jehoiachin.
那我们先来谈一下这个约雅敬，八岁的约雅敬。
He's 8 years old when he becomes the king.
八岁就成为国王。
And even though he's only 8 years old, the Bible says he's evil.
即使他只有八岁，但是圣经告诉我们说，这个八岁的王非常邪恶。
An 8 year old evil boy.
八岁的恐怖男孩。
Remember I talked at the start of class that there's three kinds of barriers. One is from the sin nature, one is the emotions, and the other is evil.But if anything's coming from the sin nature, you don't have to learn that. But if it's evil, you have to be taught that.
罪性来的其实是不需要学习就有的。
It's almost like you have to be shown how to be evil, or somebody has to sort of teach you, to show you to be evil. Somebody is promoting evil, that's why we follow evil.
当你的旁边有人啊，一直在做模范一样，让你看说，哦，怎么样可以很邪恶的话，你就会很容易就邪恶了。
And we'll just look at the verse and then we'll go for a break. So 2 Chronicles 36:9.
我们现在看一下历代志下。
36:9.
第36章第9节。
Okay, we'll just have a look at this full break. It's quite interesting. So Jehoiachin, that's the son of Jehoiakim, was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did which was evil in the sight of the Lord. This is the word Ra'ah.
好，约雅金呢，他登基的时候是8岁，然后在耶路撒冷作王3个月零10天，然后行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。Oh, sorry, it says he. Why is it 18? It's also 18 years old.
Sometimes the number depends on the translation, how they translate it. Okay, but all of the English translations say 8. I have to check in the Hebrew, but I think that the best versions will say he was 8 years old.
有些这个翻译的书写，翻译的声音说他18岁，但是美英文的翻译都是说他约雅金是8岁登基。
Yeah, and I think 8 sounds about right, actually. So,
那 Ting 也认为是8岁比较对。
Okay, so also the Chinese, both Chinese versions say 18? Yeah, see, if you look at this one here, this has got 8 years. See, this is another English version, he was 8 years old.
就是凡是英文的圣经，不管哪一个版本，都是说他8岁登基。
Okay, but notice, yeah, now we've got the word Ra'ah, which, that's the Hebrew word for evil. That's what we saw all the way back in Genesis chapter 6, talking about evil.
我们这边讲到的这个邪恶，就跟这个我们之前在讲创世纪第六章的邪恶讲的是同一件事。
Okay, now remember in Genesis chapter 6, we're talking about the time before the flood. But in that verse, in Genesis 6:5, it talks about in their minds, they were constantly thinking evil. But here he's not talking about thinking, he's doing evil.
在这个创世纪第六章第五节里面提到的这种就是有一些思想性的这个邪恶，但是这一位国王按照这个圣经的说法，他可不是思想性的邪恶而已，他是根本就是行为上的邪恶。
That's an interesting difference.
所以这是一个有趣的差别。
And you could almost guess why that there's in one passage, and a lot of passages say people are thinking evil, but in this case we have this 8-year-old boy and he's doing evil.
像很多圣经里面都提到有一些人的思维上面的邪恶，但是很明显的在这里圣经讲这个8岁的孩子却是行为上的邪恶。
Okay, we're going to have a break for 5 or 10 minutes, and you can think about why there might be that difference.
那我们现在有5到10分钟的这个休息，我们大概3:20回来，然后在这个时间你想想这个8岁的孩子为什么被圣经说他行为邪恶。
Okay, you give him a 5-minute break, should we give him a 10-minute break? Take 10 minutes. 3:25.
好，我们3:25再回来。
Okay.